ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 3, Questions by the Sages. We do the verse again. Negama Kalpa Taror Galitam Palam Sukamukad Amrita Dravasam Yutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Aliyam Muhur Aho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha Negama Kalpap Taror Galitam Palam Sukamukaramritam Dravasam Yutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Aliyam Mur Aho Rasikubhuvi Bhavukaha Negama Kalpataror Galitam Palam Sukamukad Amritab Dravasam Yutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Aryam Mur Aho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha Megama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam Sukatamitam Samyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamaryam Mohura Orusika Bhuvi Bhavukaha Nigamakalpataror Kalitam Palam Sukamakar Amitam Dava Samyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Samaryam Mura Hora Sikha Matajis Megamakalpa Daror Kalitam Palam Sukamukhar Amita Javasam Yutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamayam Mohor Ahorasiku Bhavu Bhavu Kaha Megamakalpa Toro Galitam Palam Sukamukaram Yatam Davasam Yutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamayam Mura Horasika Bhuvi Bhavuka Nigama The Vedic Literatures Kalpataro The Desire Tree Galitam Fully Matured Palam Fruit Sukha Srila Sukadev Goswami The original speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukat, from the lips of. Amrita, nectar. Drava, semi-solid and soft. And therefore easily swallowable. Samyutam, perfect in all respects. Pibata, do relish it. Bhagavatam, the book dealing in the science of the eternal relationship with the Lord. Rasam, juice, that which is relishable. Alayam, until liberation, or even in a liberated condition. Muhu, always. Aho, oh. Rasika, those who are full in the knowledge of mellows. Bhuvi, on the earth. Bhavukaha, expert and thoughtful. O expert and thoughtful man, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literature. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarine juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. Where are we in the purport? Right, so can someone put that on the board? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore described in the Shruti mantras, Vedic hymns, as the fountainhead of all rasas. When one associates with the Supreme Lord and exchanges one's constitutional rasa with the Lord, then the living being is actually happy. These Shruti mantras indicate that every living being has its constitutional position, which is endowed with a particular type of rasa, to be exchanged with the personality of Godhead. In the liberated condition only, the primary rasa is experienced in full. In the material existence, the rasa is experienced in the perverted form, which is temporary. And thus the rasas of the material world are exhibited in the material form of rodra, anger, and so on. Therefore, one who attains full knowledge of these different rasas, which are the basic principles of activities, can understand the false representation of the original rasas, which are reflected in the material world. The learned scholar seeks to relish the real rasa in the spiritual form. In the beginning, he desires to become one with the Supreme. Thus, less intelligent transcendentalists cannot go beyond this conception of becoming one with the spirit whole without knowing of the different rasas. In this shloka, it is definitely stated that that spiritual ras, which is relished even in the liberated stage, can be experienced in the literature of Srimad Bhagavatam due to its being the ripened fruit of all Vedic knowledge. By submissively hearing the transcendental literature, one can attain the full pleasure of his heart's desire. But one must be very careful to hear the message from the right source. Srimad Bhagavatam is exactly received from the right source. It was brought by Narada Muni from the spiritual world and given to his disciple Sri Vyasadeva. The latter in turn delivered the message to his son, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Srila Sukadeva Goswami delivered the message to Maharaj Parikshit during the 7 days before the king's death. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul from his very birth. He was liberated even in the womb of his mother, and he did not undergo any sort of spiritual training after his birth. At birth, no one is qualified, neither in the mundane nor in the spiritual sense. But Sri Sukadeva Goswami, due to his being a perfectly liberated soul, did not have to undergo an evolutionary process for spiritual realization. Yet despite his being a completely liberated person, situated in the transcendental position above the three material modes, He was attracted to the transcendental Ras of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is adored by liberated souls who sing Vedic hymns. The Supreme Lord's pastimes are more attracted to liberated souls than to mundane people. He is, of necessity, not impersonal, because it is only possible to carry on transcendental Ras with a person. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are narrated, and the narration is systematically depicted by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Thus, the subject matter is appealing to all classes of persons, including those who seek liberation, to relish the mellow of becoming one with the Supreme Whole. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. We'll finish the purport one more page and a half tomorrow. So here, the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam is given. Not that one should be thinking, I've learned the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness in 3 weeks. Krishna consciousness was immediately understood by Sukadeva Goswami. He was born in a liberated condition. But Srila Prabhupada points out that that is extremely rare. That's just Sukadeva Goswami. For us, we may understand in theory what is Srimad Bhagavatam, what is Bhagavad Gita. But realization means to act on that platform. So when Bhagavad Gita says, from wherever and whatever the mind wanders due to its fickle nature, one must withdraw it and bring it back under the self. To hear that is knowledge. To act on that platform constantly, that is realization. And we are after realization. Realization means when the mind is wandering, we practically bring it back under the control of the self. Liberated soul doesn't just have jnana, he has vijnana, practical application of knowledge. He practically applies the knowledge to his daily, her daily life. And this isn't something that can be achieved so quickly. One shouldn't think, I've been in this movement for 6 months. No, there's people in this movement for 50 years, and they're still struggling to control the mind and senses. This philosophy, realization of this philosophy, takes lifetimes. Sometimes we say, oh, so-and-so went back to Godhead, I'm going back to Godhead, you're going back to Godhead. Actually, we'll be lucky to take birth in a Vaishnava family or a wealthy family. And be given a chance to take up Krishna consciousness where we left off. Because unless you are 100%, 100% Krishna conscious, always thinking of Krishna, everything you hear and see, Krishna, 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 then at the time of death, the mind may wander, think of something else. So many experiences. Personally, I've had experience. I was in a very grave situation. And before Dravida Prabhu came with the devotees, Nayanabhiram, Prabhu, ultimately Badri Narayan Swami. The nurse came in and started talking sensually in crazy way. And my consciousness was so weak at the time that I was listening. And if I had died listening to the nurse, I would have gone to Nursi Loka. I would have gone to the place where there were some frivolous, sensual, ridiculous nurses. Men or women, doesn't matter. By Krishna's grace, the devotees came and blessed. This is the nature of Krishna consciousness. One has to come to the point of realization of this knowledge. To understand the knowledge, book learning, and to have some grasp on the theory of Krishna consciousness, that's nice. But that's not what we're here for. We're here for spiritual realization. As they say in our country, self-realization. Realization of the self and the super self. Who am I? Who is God? What is our relationship? Why am I suffering? How to get out of the suffering? And practically applying it on a moment-to-moment basis. Not just I understand the philosophy, it makes sense to me, just like we read the stories in high school and college, Catcher in the Rye, or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Oh yes, I understand that. That's mundane. Realization means I'm totally acting on that platform. You get hit, you're hammering the floor to fix the floor. You slip and the hammer hits your thumb. Hare Krishna. How many of us can do that? We might say something else that would land us in a filthy place. That's some realization. When you're in pain, when you're suffering, when it's catastrophic, Ante Narayana Smriti, we think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we first came to this movement, Mother Pavani was there, the early 70s, in Seattle. And every morning we'd chant. I was always very happy. Janmadhyasya yatan vyaditaratas charteshu abhigya swarat tene brahmarida yadi kavaye muyanti at suraiha tejo marimridam yatavini mayo yatatrisha gumisha tamnas venasaran rashta kukam satyam param dimahi dharma projita kaitava. The entire first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, till we were going for the shower. Knew every verse in the entire. And then the leaders, Hari Basara, Sukadev, had us go on to chapter 2. And the plan was, I didn't stay, I was sent someplace else, but the plan was to memorize the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. That's knowledge. But to act on every shloka that's given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that's realization. Transcendental realization. Vigyan. That's what we're looking for. That may take us lifetimes. Maybe you'll reach it in this lifetime. Maybe it will take several lifetimes. But we have to be patient and persevere sometimes the Mayavadi class, they think they can reach bhava, or they're in the bhava. But we understand what is bhava. You can't take it cheaply. You take it cheaply, that's called, what's the Sanskrit? Sahajya. Sahajya. To take something cheaply. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has said, Adau Shraddhata Sadhu Sangha to Bhajana Kriya Tato Narta Nivritti Syat Tato Nista Ruchestata Tato Bhavas Sarakanam Tato Premya Budanchate Sarakanam Ayam Pramne Padur Bhave Bhavet Krama. In the beginning, Adau Shraddha, faith. And that faith leads one, Adau Shraddhata Sadhu Sangha, to associate with the devotees. Those who are serious and sincere about pursuing the path of spiritual realization, of Krishna realization. Tabajana Kriya. One has to engage in devotional service. Not that we have no sadhana, and I'm a self-realized soul. I'm a big kirtan leader, and I don't even have sadhana. I don't even chant or have some sadhana in the morning of Srimad Bhagavatam, greeting the deities, Mangal Arti, Guru Puja. You can't have realization if you don't have bhava. You can't have bhava if you don't have sadhana. Anartha Nivritti. Then your bad habits, sleeping in Bhagavatam class, goes away. All of our bad habits. We are born and raised with terrible habits. Miserable habits. Those habits have to go away. We still haven't even come close to bhava. We're just working on habits ceasing. Then one has to become fixed. She's constantly thinking of what's best for Krishna. What's best for engaging in my devotional service? Just like Maharaj Ambarish. He was always engaged in the processes of devotional service. So much so that when the Durvasa Muni came to see him, and he had his own fast, Durvas was away for some time washing with his 10,000 disciples, many disciples. And the sage had to break fast, wanted to keep the fast, not to eat before Durvasa. So he drank water. Durvasa became so enraged that he had broken his fast before Durvasa, thinking that he was a great yogi, that he took a hair from his head and cursed the sage. But he was such a saintly person that Krishna protected him and came with his Sudarshan disc, through his Sudarshan disc, to chase Durvasa Muni all over the three planets, the three universes, everywhere, till he came to the gates of Narayan's abode, and Narayan told him, Sarunam Hridayam Twaham, Sarunam Hridayam Twaham. Devotees are in my heart, and I am in their heart. They know nothing but me, and I know nothing but them. This is Krishna speaking. And therefore, Durvas Muni went and begged forgiveness from the sage, from the great king. So this is our situation, to be engaged in every way. The head to bow to the deities, the ears to hear the pastimes in the kirtan, the nose to smell, if you can, the flowers and the incense offered to the deities, the tongue to taste the prasadam and speak the glories of Krishna consciousness. Chakra-chotaye. How does that start? Savaimana Krishna Pararavindayo Vaichamsi Vaikuntha Gunanuvarnane Karo Harer Mandiramarjanadishu. Cleansing the temple, using the hands and the legs to cleanse the temple. Chakra-chuta Satkatodaye. Kamam chadasyena tu kama kamyaye yatoto mishloka janashraya rati. To utilize everything in the service of Krishna. Practically, Marjan Barish, practically, he engaged everything. This is realization. He practically engaged. So our business, Srila Prabhupada taught us, to practically spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Prabhupada gave us that order. We're very fortunate to be here in New Dwarka, where the mission is spreading Krishna consciousness far and wide, to see that every man and woman get book. But it's also our business. In the mid-70s, a BB Tea Party was formed with many brahmacharis, Vaisheshika Prabhu, Naikatma Prabhu, ourself, a few others. And we were sent every few weeks or month to a new temple to work with training the devotees to distribute books at the airports and in general. And Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada said, this is approved by me to send out your best men to train others so that in the future every devotee in our society will know the art of distributing books. Prabhupada wanted everyone to know. In the day, I mentioned Mother Pavani, we had women sankirtan in, led by Pavani in Seattle, and also men sang 50-50. Here in Los Angeles, there were many mighty women who did more books and more Lakshmi than the men. I'm not exactly sure what happened, and it's not necessary to talk about it at this point, but everyone should know the art of distributing books and go out and distribute books. At least 50% of our sankirtan in those days was Matajis. And the men were training the Matajis because the idea was that we have to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Some men were complaining. Someone, I think they went to Prabhupada. And they complained something about women. I can't remember exactly. But Prabhupada said that if you cannot work with Matajis, then better you go to the forest. Am I right? Go to the forest. Because everywhere you go, there's men, there's women. That's the material world. Maybe in the forest you won't find so many women. You can be alone, more or less. There'll be female animals all over the place. So our business is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada knew to give this order. His spiritual master ordered him to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking people. He told him, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you are a bright man. You speak English. Spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking people. And Prabhupada did much more. He spread it to the Polish-speaking people, the Russian-speaking people, the Spanish people, Portuguese people, all over the world, Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna. So our business, too, is to help others. That's how we help ourselves, by helping others to distribute Krishna consciousness in any country, just like our Chinese brahmachari, Gauranga Prema. We want him to become expert so he can go back to China and be Gurudev Gauranga Prema and head up such a big book distribution campaign in Chinwa that everyone is amazed. Our business is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And people like Swavas Prabhu and few others, Archita Prabhu, they're thinking that every day, how we can push on this Krishna consciousness movement. Myself, I approached Savas not long ago. And I said, we have to have the year of the Mataji to revive women's Sankirtan again. He said, we'll talk about it. But you can revive that year of the Mataji today, yourself. You don't need approval. You might need forgiveness, but you don't need approval. Learn how to preach and double the Sankirtan. If it's mostly boys going out, if the girls went out, it would be twice as much, hopefully. And we want everyone to train so that they can go out. In the old days, someone was told, okay, you, Bhrigupati Prabhu, you're going to Australia to train the Sankirtan team and to lead Sankirtan. He packed two dhotis, two kurtas, whatever, shaving cream, and he was in Australia. We asked, what happened to Bhrigupati? So, oh, he was sent to Australia. We never saw him for 12 years, 15 years. He went to that God-forsaken place. No, it's an okay place. Someone else was sent to England. Someone else was sent to distribute books in Tanzania. All over the world. Because that's Prabhupada's desire. And if we fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire, and we're thinking of Srila Prabhupada's desire 24 hours in a day, you go to bed and dream about Srila Prabhupada's desire instead of dreaming some nonsense. You wake up in the morning thinking of Srila Prabhupada's desire to push on Krishna consciousness. Then that is self-realization. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Just got me thinking.